I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you have started a beautiful day. We are here to present you with another beautiful episode of the program Muslim Lady. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me,
Razia Batul Najafi is here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a very, very wonderful opportunity for us to be here and present some of the beautiful ahadith and viewpoints of our Aima Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam to share them with our dear listeners. So we were discussing about the modesty in our social media. This is a very, very important topic
nowadays. I think every single person needs it. Every day, if someone would remind us, that would be even less. Yeah. We need more than that. So usually we as a women... Yeah. Constantly we need a reminder of modesty, chastity, shamefulness, like the respect of, you know, self-respect, especially in social media.
Yeah, because nowadays, you know, the technology has grown very, very fast, you know, and it has become part of every single person's life. So, you know, this is a very big issue. We have to know how to deal with it. You know, as a hadith say that your eyes is an arrow for shaitan, yeah? An-nadharu sahmun min sahami shayateen, or shaitan. So likewise, this social media can be a trap for shaitan.
Exactly.
So we have to know the limits, we have to know the boundaries, and we have to know how to deal with it and how to use it.
Yeah, because this is a part of our life, as you have told us, that we have to know how to live with it the way we are learning how to live with COVID-19, for example, some viruses.
Definitely.
So this is one of the virus if we are not using it positively. So we have to know how to protect ourselves.
So in another way, it is also a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
No doubt.
How many good works you can do with it just by single tap or with a single fingertip, you know. So alhamdulillah, a lot of people and a lot of, you know, societies, they are using in a positive way. So especially for our young children and young, you know, our kids, we have to tell them, we have to show them that how to use in a right way. And especially our female, our wives and our sisters and our daughters, especially this can be dangerous for them.
So can you tell us that how it can be dangerous? Like, what is the difference between the real life and social media's life?
Yeah,
you know, how shaitan can easily deceive us in this area.
Yeah, when it comes to in our real life, you know, most of our religious families, they are cautious enough. Yeah, they take care of their own modesty, chastity, about their hijab and all these issues. They are cautious and they take care of it. But unfortunately, when it comes to social media, they may easily forget it. Because, you know, in social media, you are alone. You know, you have totally freedom. You can do whatever you want without letting them know who you are and what are you doing. So this is a big, big responsibility. But in our real life, you know, if you maybe you want to do something, but because of some restrictions, because of some people, because of some conditions, you can't do, you can't express whatever you want. Dear listeners, we will take a very short break. Inshallah, we'll come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking about modesty in our social media.
We all have so much worried fear about cancer, because cancer comes with, you know, slowly, yeah, and without any voice, and you
without
don't feel
any,
it. Yeah, it's
know,
a killer,
yeah,
but, you know, silent
symptoms.
Killer. So the same way we can say it, this is the biggest challenge and danger for our day-to-day life, for especially for our faith, that the social media, if we cross the limits, it can kill us like a cancer, like, for example, sugar, you know, those kind of, you know, if you're just
those
crossing,
diseases,
yeah,
they do not have any symptom. Yeah,
symptoms.
You do not know what kind of disease you have, they slowly, slowly damage from inside. So what a beautiful example, yeah. This social media, this technology can be a disease without any symptom. So which is very difficult to know it and cure it.
And we know that how many sayings are there that, like, if you are just posting, for example, a picture without modesty and chastity, or if you are just talking to someone without having any limits, so that impact will remain until that picture is posted on social media, like generation after generation, because you don't know someone has maybe uploaded it, you know, you maybe
yeah,
deleted
they can put
it, yeah,
it on any website, so, or in,
yeah,
any platform.
So the
of social
danger
media.
Of social media is, you know, out of our imagination. Sometimes we, you know, nowadays some people they say, oh, we have just posted something, we didn't know that this our post has,
yeah,
become very popular,
it becomes, you know, viral,
viral,
and you know, millions of people,
yeah,
see,
and they couldn't even imagine about it. So in a good way you can do wonders, but unfortunately we have to be very careful about the positive, you know, impact of the social,
yeah,
media. So I think the way nowadays we are so much careful about clean eating, yeah, like we have to eat very organic and clean
food, yeah,
healthy food, the same way we have to be very, very careful about clean watching, clean listening, clean eyes, clean heart.
Yeah.
So I remember once I've done a workshop for our youth, youngsters, for our, especially our girls, that clean heart, we can reach to the clean heart position, qalb salim, which is our, you know, purpose of life,
the main goal, yeah,
with what, with clean screen,
yeah.
If our screen is clean and healthy, then
because
we can
screen
reach.
Means our eyes, our thinking, our ears, you know, so definitely these are the sources of our inner purity, yeah,
yeah.
If we give them spiritual and clean food, as you said, then definitely we can have that qalb salim, the pure heart, which is very, very difficult nowadays. So we are talking about modesty, for especially for a Muslim lady, yeah, because our program's name is Muslim Lady.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
We are talking about modesty in our social media. It has a lot of challenges, yeah, for a Muslim lady to have to, you know, manage and how to use in a positive way and how to, you know, walk on those limits and how not to cross these limits. So let's talk about the limits, you know. As you know, we have in our real life so many boundaries and limits, you know, regarding our hijab and modesty, chastity, regarding our relationship. We all have boundaries, yeah. This kind of relationship is jaiz and allowed. This kind of relationship is not allowed. This kind of hijab is allowed. We have the same boundaries in social media, for example. Is a Muslim lady allowed to post, first of all, a picture with hijab, for example, with proper hijab? Is she allowed to post a picture in social media, for example, in YouTube or in Facebook?
Yeah, very good question. Because, you know, if you refer to the Holy Book of Quran, Quran says, La tabarrajna tabarruj al-jahiliyyah. Quran says, like, we shouldn't expose our beauty. Like, we shouldn't, like, if I'm looking very beautiful, maybe I'm in a very good hijab, but still, if I'm posing it, I'm showing it off. Like, for example, I'm showing off my new maybe scarf or my new gown or something, you know, like just posting a picture as a modeling, you know, as a showing yourself is not according to modesty. But if you're just sitting in a very normal position, in a best form of hijab with family, and your aim is showing something else, you know, like you're just showing that, oh yeah, you are, for example, inside this university or showing university, or you're just there in the corner, then that would be not bad, you
know. It is like modest picture.
Exactly. But sometimes, you know, some ladies, they are thinking that, because I'm covered, so I can just, you know, walk and show my walk. For example, if I can just stand, you know, I'm just posting my picture as a model. Modeling means, you know, like I'm just showing my figure with hijab. But that goes according to that ayat of Quran, verses of the Holy Book of Quran. Because you are just showing your scarf, showing your, for example, I don't know, new car, you're sitting on it, or I don't know, that kind of part with hijab, because, you know, that kind of title comes, which Islam is totally, you know, discouraging us. So, because otherwise we are just unconsciously, we will cross the limits. I will say, I'm in hijab, let me smile. Sometimes, you know, they do modeling, they have some kind of catwalks with hijab, you know, that is so funny, unfortunately. Yeah. So we can see nowadays our youngsters, they are totally confused, some of them, about the definition, you know, the value of hijab and modesty. They say, you know, she's also modest, you're also modest. For them, both are same, you know, but one is totally opposite of Islamic values and one is not. Yeah. But because, you know, they are just bombarded with so many strange way of, I don't know, we can say covering and hijab. So they get confused very easily. So we are responsible. You know, it's a big responsibility. Because of me, whole generation is getting confused because I'm posting those kind of pictures.
So Islam does not focus on our coverings only. Yeah, if you have covered your hairs or your body, that is not enough. Islam says you have to have a modest hijab. Modest hijab means your figures should not be exposed, you know, and your beauty should not be exposed also. So, unfortunately, we are running out of time again.
Yeah.
And this topic has a lot of, you know, questions and answers and a lot of things to discuss. So, inshallah, we will continue in our next episode.
Inshallah, why not? Because I think there are so many confusions about this very sensitive issue.
Until our next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something to happen to me.
This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.